This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
That's it, we did it.
We did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
Don't believe me, just watch.
All right, Uptown Funk you up. We're going to take you into the weekend, and we're going to dance and sing. And you know what? I'm going to dance how I want to dance, Super Don. What about you?
Yeah. It's hard not to dance to this song.
I'm telling you.
This is just, I dare anybody to listen to Uptown Funk and try and stand still. It's nearly impossible.
I don't know how long that song was out before I discovered it and like, man, this is awesome. This is so much fun, right? And
well, here's the reason. It's because Bruno Mars, he's kind of he's an old soul, okay, in his music. And this type of music is the type of funk music that we grew up with when as kids.
Yes,
this was when it came out. So, yeah, it's something we're familiar with.
I love it. And listen, folks, you know, I love dance. So we've covered some stories about dance this week. We had a listener comment on dance. My mom, 84, she's out dancing tonight. So what could be wrong? What could be wrong with dancing to some Bruno Mars? Apparently, I don't know, they're saying, oh, man, his identity or his racial vagarity.
His racial ambiguity.
Ambiguity? So they're claiming he's culturally appropriating somebody else's racial claim on a form of music? Are you kidding me? Stop that! You know what? Call me Vanilla RSB if you want to. But man, if I want to dance to some funk, I'm going to dance to some funk. I like Bruno Mars. You know whoever's saying this? I don't know who's saying this, but they are... clearly, they are racial profiling or are attempting to racial profile. You know, it's like you're all, don't see color, no claim color. It's all so confusing, Super Don, but not to me. Who is this that's claiming he's racial appropriating?
Well, okay, so I didn't even know anything about this until you brought it to my attention, but we looked into this, and there's apparently a YouTuber that goes by the name of Sensei Ashidamasu.
Sensei. So he's obviously Japanese or Asian of some kind?
Sensei Ashidamasu. You would think this person would be like teaching
Japanese,
karate lessons or something, right?
Aikido or something, right?
But as far as I can tell here, Sensei Ashidamasu is of African-American descent.
Whoa.
And so on the surface, just without even like diving into this story, you've got a black person. Going by the name of Sensei Ashidamasu, accusing somebody else of cultural appropriation. Now, that to me is extremely ironic, considering the fact that a black person probably is not going to be named something Japanese. Seems to me that that might be some cultural appropriation going on there, don't you think?
Folks, we got to step back.
Come on.
How many times do I have to say, soul, soul? Soul is what's inside. It's what's inside you. And I don't mean just the rhythm and the beat of the music. It's who you are, who I am. And, of course, this thing that we wear temporarily while we're here may have less or more pigment. And, you know, you're going to say, because we don't know what Bruno Mars is, you're going to, oh, he's culturally appropriating, but he's taking advantage of ambiguity. Really? How about, is he talented or not? Do you like his music or not? Just lay off the cultural appropriation and back off on this stupid division of division of division. All right, that actually helps, because this week I got a little ticked off yesterday, bored off, this, that. Now I've redirected my angst or anger, and it's just a light anger. It's just a silly anger. It's so stupid that this is going on. Bruno, you keep doing what you're doing. We'll enjoy your music. And with that, we've got some good news, folks. Good news. Great news on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Doc Newsom is going to be joining us. We're going to help the metabolism of every cell in your body. If you have kids or grandkids that are playing video games, it looks like they're going to die because they won't get up from that couch eating Hot Pockets. We've got some things we're going to talk about today that's important for them, too. Also, my health freedom hero, Diane Miller from the National Health Freedom Action Group and the Coalition. We've got the Health Freedom Congress coming up June 10th, 11th, 12th. We're going to talk with her about a lot of health freedom concepts, including more details about the FDA attack or assault on homeopathic medicine. But right now we've got some good news coming out of, I believe, Oklahoma and Ohio. I don't know what it is about the big O's. In this case, these two states that start with the letter O. But apparently there's good news on vaccines. We're not used to hearing that on the governmental level. First bill in Oklahoma. They will move to restore vaccine choice, but, of course, it's facing predictable opposition. But the fact that somebody's putting it out there and it's rolling through, it's got a bill number, it's called House Bill 3444, and it says, you know what, you cannot be forced to have a vaccine, and if you don't get the vaccine, you can't lose your job. This is a good thing, right? Health freedom, the freedom to say no. You object on any level or measure to, you know, like a flu shot. That's the big thing. How many times have they said, oh, if you don't get a flu shot, you're fired, right? And what can happen after that? So this is actually a big move in the right direction, kind of where I want to go with Diane Miller. Let's go on the offensive. Let's set the stage for what we want to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude, this is, you remember it was, I think this week, mm-hmm. we were covering a story about what was going on. I think it was in Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
where, the government, the Department of Justice was going after a hospital mm-hmm. or a doctor or something like that for, someone who was basically forced to get a flu shot.
Right, yes,
in
right.
order to keep their job, right?
The EEOC picked it up, and the Justice That's right. Department has picked it up, too. So, battling back on religious freedom grounds. And here, this House Bill 3444 out of Oklahoma, a patient or a patient's family cannot be penalized by an insurance company or medical mm-hmm. doctor if they do not follow a vaccine schedule. Hallelujah! Right?
I'm telling you, this is some interesting stuff. I mean, I am kind of surprised. At the same time, I'm kind of looking around going, mm-hmm. are we getting punked?
Because we're punking the bad guys here. This is it. We're starting to learn. Don't wait to be on the defensive all the time. Let's take some offensive status here and put them on the defensive for a change. And, of course, they're going to be pushing back. Oh, how dare they? Everybody's going to die of flu because you do that. This is not an anti-vaccine bill. This is a pro-freedom of choice bill. You leftist Democrats, you said we're pro-choice, right? Only when it comes to terminating babies, not when it comes to saying no to vaccines or other medical interventions. Ohio now, the other O word for states,
Ohio.
That bill there would protect employees who decline to get flu shots. In this case, focus more on the employee side of things. And, State Representative Christina Hagan, a Republican out of Alliance, is supporting House Bill 193, which would prevent an employer from taking action against an employee who has not been vaccinated specifically against influenza. Look at this, mm-hmm. The word is out.
What's going on here? Have we been transported into an alternate dimension or something?
Right.
This is actually kind of cool.
Yep. 13 other states have passed legislation that prevents employees from mandating that their employees get a flu shot. So the word is out. Mandatory injections not congruent with the American ideal of liberty. That's what you folks that are the so-called pro-vaxxer fanatics got to understand, that you will lose this battle, not because vaccines are good or bad. Ultimately, we may have, we're going to always differ on that opinion, but because the mandating of them is bad, is a violation of fundamental freedoms, fundamental human freedoms. And that's where you're going to lose the battle every time. I know you guys want to make it about, whoa, the vaccine's awesome. Listen, I can take you on in that realm too, but for the purposes of these legislative endeavors, it is not about saying whether they're good or bad. It's just acknowledging that there is a fundamental freedom to say no to intervention is that can result in your death. And to have that freedom is not, it's not, let's just say, outrageous and, my gosh, the whole of society is going to crumble if we would allow the freedom of somebody working in a doctor's clinic or an office or a hospital to not get a flu shot. Considering, by the way, pro-vaxxer fanatics, that they may be 10 or 15% effective, and even that could be an exaggeration. So folks, keep in mind that we're going to be discussing more of this concept with Diane Miller, second hour. The idea that we need to take it and put it, I don't mean on the offensive in terms of we need to go to battle. Not always it's about that, although I understand the use of the terms. But this idea here is that we now to become proactive. And remember, the issue is freedom. If you argue on the issue of freedom, like I said, it's super not like when the skeptics try to attack us because their perception of what science is obviously different in some cases than ours. I like, you can have your perspectives and beliefs. We don't knock you for yours, right? But you want to stop my freedom from rejecting what you're saying as your truth? No, that's where it draws, you know, of course, that's where they get a little upset because now they realize they have to argue against freedom, and that's a losing battle for them.
Well, and whatever. I mean, they have their own interpretation, their own definitions of what freedom is, or you know, they put themselves in a position of needing to like lead some type of holy war,
right? That's funny.
You know, and when they put it in that type of context, and they justify their behaving badly, which is what it is that they're doing. They're just behaving badly,
right?
And they can justify it by saying, "I'm doing the service. I'm saving the American people and saving lives by calling people names on Twitter." Then they're going to do what they're going to do, and they're kind of just a waste of time, you know, because you're never going to get anywhere with them,
right, folks? We're going to get a lot of places today. We got Doc Newsom ready to join us momentarily. We're going to talk about ugly babies. Do you have one? And will they outgrow it? And then Diane Miller, Health Freedom, Healing Liberty on Tap. And then what happens when your cardiologist goes away to a medical conference? Is it a danger to you, or are you better off? That and a whole lot more on the Robert Scott Bell Show coming up after the break. RobertScottBell.com, including upcoming events you won't want to miss, including the Health Freedom Congress. Well, we're going to talk about that next hour with Diane Miller. Stick with us. Lots more healing to go.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come. by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back, and Doc Newsom is here with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Doc, it's good to have you with me, and we got a lot of things to do to correct what I call unhealthy metabolic function or unhealthy metabolism. And it's not just a concern we have for grandma and grandpa, but how about the younger generation?
Oh my goodness. Well, it's good to be here, Robert. I'm always love being on your show. This is awesome. When it comes to, let's just talk about the standard American diet. Real quick, let's just cover the standard American diet. The standard American diet has trace amounts of 17 of the 73 to 90 essential nutrients that you need on a daily basis. So it doesn't have optimal amounts.
Trace amounts.
Detectable amounts.
Woefully inadequate may be an understatement.
Right. Not to mention, okay, so depending on whose scale you use, okay, we need between 73 and 90 different nutrients on a daily basis. Now, if the standard American diet has detectable amounts of only 17 nutrients, that's right around 20% of 73. Okay, so if you had, here's my analogy, if we went out to your car and we took, you know, randomly just removed 80% of the nuts and bolts from your car.
Oh my.
You know, what would that do to your car?
It's a disaster. And Doc, the way you're referencing it is accurate, but it's worse because that 20% of the 73, it's a fraction of even that in quantity, the right quantity.
Exactly.
So it's like you're born on this planet, and if people don't understand how deficient you're coming into this planet, my gosh, you know, is there any question why we have so much chronic illness metabolic imbalances among the young people today.
You know, there's terrible statistics that the United States is the only country in the world that cancer kills more children than accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is the, I don't remember if it's the first or second leading cause of death in children under the age of 15 in our country. That's first off, that's not even, that's not naturally possible, number one. That has to be something that, in my opinion, has been manufactured. I think that's been fabricated. Fabricated isn't the right word. That's been propagated upon our children, is what I believe. And number two, one in six children in our country have a chronic illness.
Yeah.
Those, again, chronic illness is for old people. You know, biologically, chronic illness should happen in old people, not in children. And here we are in a country, we're supposed to be the greatest country in the world with the greatest medical system in the world, all these different things. We have the sickest children on the planet. And it goes back to you are what you eat, period. Bottom line, you are what you eat. And if you eat garbage, your cells are going to operate terrible.
Well, and again, we're starting from deficiency, and I think we need to acknowledge that. You don't get to be like 47th in industrial nations in terms of quality of health of the people, like the United States is. Overnight. Doesn't happen in a day. It's taken generations. It's taken since the Flexner Report of 1910 to get here. And we have followed it to a T. And, of course, the end result is a drug-deficient community. Wait, no, did I say that right? No, we don't have drug deficiencies.
Oh, no.
We have nutrient deficiencies. And, again, we can talk about grandma and grandpa and their ailments and illnesses because they've been on planet Earth for a long time. But and I'm a classic example of Gen X, which I was the canary in the coal mine. I got all my old age diseases out of the way first by learning what you're talking about, Doc, and then reversing it slowly but steadily over time. Didn't take me a whole lifetime to undo. It took me a couple of years to get the most of it when I started in my 20s. But we have all got to go on a journey to health and healing, every one of us, and we've got to replace what is missing. So how do we restore that healthy metabolism? That's where I want to go with you today, Doc. And we got to take our first break. Doc Newsom is our good buddy. He's with us here from Organics. You can check out organixx.com. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Daniel Newsom. We're going to help out your kids, your grandkids. Hey, why not grandma and grandpa too while we're at it? There's some things you can do, including Metaplex. You'll check it out. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Appreciate getting Doc Newsom back on heading into the weekend. Great information, uplifting, empowering, and rocking the health world together. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, so Doc Newsom, you mentioned the nuts and bolts of the car, removing 80% of them. How do we, I don't know, replace them or fix the ones that might still be good, just clinging on by a thread, right? In these kids, much less adults that are dealing with metabolic deficiencies, metabolic imbalances.
Well, first off, an organic diet. Number one, let's just take this for example. If you took the nutrients that you would get out of a pound of broccoli 100 years ago versus the nutrients you get out of a pound of broccoli today, a pound of organically grown, healthy, the top-of-the-line broccoli, the broccoli today will only have about 60 to 65% of the nutrients that the broccoli that was grown 100 years ago had. And that's the good stuff. Now, if you're doing non-organic broccoli grown with pesticides and with the soil wasn't cultivated. It, exactly, the poor soil. See, the thing about elements is elements cannot be created or destroyed. That's a fundamental. I mean, we can collide them and split them in a, you know, an atomic reaction, nuclear reactions. But in biological organisms, we cannot create or destroy elements. They're either present or they're not. That's just a fundamental rule.
Well, okay? And to add to that, Doc, in the soil, even if the elements are present, how are they made bioavailable for the plants? It's not just that they're there as rocks and the rocks miraculously, you know, melt into the soil. There are live microorganisms, critters, earthworms, all of the life that is destroyed in chemically grown and treated soils that can no longer, you know, it's no longer there. So the minerals might be there, but they're not available to the plant. Interesting, huh?
Absolutely. That's absolutely the case. That's what I'm getting at. So if it's grown on this bad soil, even if the elements are in the soil, they're not going to make it into the plant. Because the microbes, they have to convert the elements into usable ions, aren't there. They're just not there. And so if you're eating a pound of non-organic broccoli, you're only getting about between 13 and 17% of the nutrition that a pound of broccoli would have given you 100 years ago. So, organic food, not only does it have more nutrition, it's 95% less intoxicated. Okay, it's 95% less toxic. It's going to have 95% less pesticides, herbicides, all these different chemicals that we...
Right.
You know,
let's be straight up about ingestion of broccoli, for example. I don't think kids are going to eat 10 times the amount of broccoli to get the kind of nutrients it once had, because you know how kids are with broccoli. So this is where we come to supplementation. You know, what can we do, not only to make it bioavailable, but, of course, to supply that which they're not getting from even the best quality food?
Right, exactly, exactly. This is it, which brings me to my next point, is that supplementation, if you want to have all the nuts and bolts for your car to operate properly, this vehicle that God gave you, if you want that vehicle to operate properly, you're going to have to supply it with a steady array of nuts and bolts so they can be replaced on a daily basis. And you're not going to be able to do that with just food. It's not there. It's not in the food. You're going to have to take food concentrates. And that's what we call supplements. And at the organics, that's what we have. We have organic, sprouted, fermented foods that we've concentrated into capsules so you can take them and make nutrition easy. And so there's two things. One would be the Multivitamax, which is the multivitamin, multimineral formula. For metabolic issues, because you got if the machinery is missing nuts and bolts, it's not going to operate properly. Okay, so the metabolic processes in your body cannot operate properly unless they have all the nutrients. You got to have the nutrients there, and so with Multivitamax, you get the nutrients, you know, your basic nutrients. But then we have Metaplex, and Metaplex is designed to help with basic metabolic functions, so like insulin metabolism, adrenal metabolism, thyroid metabolism, those basic metabolic metabolisms, okay? So how well your body utilizes insulin, how well your body utilizes thyroid hormones or adrenal hormones. These are the things that Metaplex is designed to help with. Okay, it's designed to help your body utilize the insulin that it produces better and utilize the thyroid hormones it uses better, you know, or that it produces, you know. So the hormones that your body's producing get utilized better and metabolized better. And that, in turn, helps with the basal metabolic rate in your basic metabolic functions. you know, we were talking earlier about kids that, you know, there's been reports of children eating Hot Pockets for 72 hours sitting in front of, you know, a game console.
A video game,
video
yeah.
Games.
And they drop dead.
Well,
they don't have to drop. They're already on a couch. But, I mean, literally, they're dead. You know, this is crazy what's happening here. And is this something, in an extreme case like that, can we supplement them with something like Metaplex and Multivitaplex and, you know, or these kinds of things? Maybe it will prolong their agony. I don't know. I want to get them well.
Right. Here's the thing. You can supplement to offset a bad diet. Okay, you can kind of patch the holes in the boat.
Right.
Okay, with supplements if you're going to eat a bad diet. But you can't get better if you're still eating a bad diet.
You're kind of constantly bailing water, and the water keeps coming in. You're trying to do it faster and faster, and ultimately you're going to have to change your diet and lifestyle. I agree with that. And I think the thing is, what can this product do for those people who have, you know, started leaving the video game death, you know, scenario and started making changes to rebuild and repair? Can we see genuine shifts in this metabolic, you said basal metabolic rate, but I look at the metabolism as the functional, for the function of every cell in the body, doing the right thing, capable and having all that it needs to do the right thing, getting people back there, which I know it's not an overnight scenario.
Right. Well, that's what this is. What this would do is, in essence, would take and fast forward the process. So if you've changed your diet, you started exercising, you're eating healthy now, you're doing the right things, these types of supplements will fast forward your efforts. Okay, so it helps coax your body in the right direction so that your body will respond quicker and respond healthier. Come full circle just quicker. Not that it will take less effort, but it will happen faster.
Right. Is there a loading phase? All right, we talk about the Multivitaplex and the Metaplex, for instance, healthy metabolism, which I have here. I'm going to shake it right now so you can hear it. Is it a matter of taking 2-3 times a day? Is it 2 twice a day? Is it 1 build up to 6 a day? You know what I'm saying? As far as really replenishing, do we need to? Is it okay to do it in a hurry, or is it something that we should do gradually? What's your sense? Because I see here there's also support for cardio function.
Right. What we have in both of these, you have the and the Multivitamax. Okay. Typically, you want to start with one with each meal, and you after about 2 weeks to 3 weeks, you could bump that up to 2 with each meal. Do that for a month to 2 months, and then cut it back to 1 with each meal. And that would help with fortifying the system. It helps with removing toxins, because once you put get the nuts and bolts back in the machinery, a lot of times it'll burn through a lot more nuts and bolts, quote unquote, initially, as the metabolic functions, the cellular functions, come back online. And so as the functions start to ramp up, quote unquote, the body needs more nutrients there for a little while, and then as it gets all those nuts and bolts replaced, quote unquote, then you don't need to supply it with quite as much, and you can pull back then.
Is that a similar pattern that will emerge with the Metaplex in addition to the Multivitamax? I mean,
exactly. That's I was going to just say that. I was going to say that you do the exact same thing with the Metaplex.
Excellent. So it's a simple thing to do. If we talk about it, folks, if you're wanting to alter metabolism to a healthy metabolism, the Multivitamax, 1 a day, well, let's say 1 per meal, so that's 3 a day to start. Build up, then go to 2 a day, really, per meal, I apologize, 2 per meal for a while, and then come back down to a more maintenance scenario, and you can combine that with the Metaplex in a similar fashion.
Right, and you could actually do them all side by side. You can do them in tandem.
Excellent. What is it? What is it in here that, that supports the cardio function? I'm curious as to that because this is something very important for these kids that
the,
are
the chaga,
mm-hmm.
the boron, and the magnesium are all very, very important for cardiac function. In Russia, chaga is one of the top of the line quote unquote cardiac or heart remedies in their herbal medicine system in Russia. So they, it's one of the go-to herbs, if you will, for congestive heart failure, mm-hmm. for valve issues. They use it for all kinds of heart problems.
Yeah, well, it's a comprehensive formula I'm looking at here, Doc, and another brilliant, putting the pieces of the puzzle back together for folks, helping them replace the nuts and bolts or the ones that are still there, helping to repair them. And I certainly appreciate you coming on board. We were thinking on the same phase today, as always. And, folks, if you want to check out Doc Newsom, in addition to, of course, you can get a lot of the formulas we get here at organics.com, O-R-G-A-N-I-X-X.com. Real quick, before we got to go, anywhere else people can find you?
At drnewsom.com, drnewsom.com.
All right, Doc Newsom, appreciate you so much. More powerful healing after the break. Keep it going.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, upcoming events. Remember, robertscottbell.com. The show notes are up. Thanks to, well, Superdon, making it all real, making it all happen. Northern Colorado Hemp Expo, April 6th through 7th. Live Expo, Atlanta, Georgia, April 21, 22. Total Health, 2018. Toronto, Canada, May 11, 12, 13. U.S. Health Freedom Congress, June 10, 11, 12. Stay tuned. Calendar updated as we get more confirmations. We should have a cancer and cannabis conference coming up in Detroit, and we're going to get you confirmation on that pretty soon. Anything else? I don't know. Superdon is at the ready. So you've got a couple of grandbabies on the way, old man.
I do, actually. Both this should be this month. You never know for sure exactly, but it should be this month.
This month.
And both of them will be granddaughters. I've got two grandsons right now, so
look,
we have two girls
so
coming
blessed.
This month.
Yep. You are so blessed. Now, the question is, will they be ugly? Now, I don't mean... No, I'm not saying they will be. It's the question, because we've got a story about this very issue. And also, hey, are they going to be home births or hospital births? You don't have to answer that, because if Joni Abbott were here, you know what we'd be pushing for. But regardless, keep them safe. Have a nice birth directive, so that if it's a hospital, that they don't take the babies and do things that the parents don't want. Be careful. Protect them from you know what. But there is an actual story here, Super Don, about ugly babies. Apparently, when they're born, they're not often thought of as really good looking.
Well, I mean, look, it's all relative, I guess. I guess it's easy to look at somebody else's baby and go, well, you know, yeah, boy, what a cute baby.
Not really.
Wink, wink.
But transition is on. This is good news. I'm going to go right to the good news, because they say even if your baby is born ugly, in 6 months they'll be over it. And by that time, they're going to be cute again. And the thing is, it's something about the transition at that point. You know, listen, a baby can come out all wrinkly and covered and stuff, and people think, oh, alien, ah. In fact, and I've said this before, I'm not too proud to admit it, when I was born, the first thing my dad said to my mom, well, he's no Gregory Peck. You know, my mom was not real pleased at that moment. But, okay, I grew out of it. You know, I don't know if I'm, like, ugly, still cute a little bit, but no, all right, you know, it happens. But so that confirms what happened when I was born, Super Don. That just confirms it.
I find it just interesting that somebody took the time to do a study to figure this out.
Right.
I mean, you know, look, what they determined was that at a certain point, and I believe it's the 6 month mark, is when the faces of babies become most appealing to people.
Right.
Why was it necessary to do this? I mean, it's
somebody
kind
had a little
of,
extra money lying around, tax
in a way.
Dollars.
It's kind of rude, I think, yeah. in a way. But listen, if it's your baby, it doesn't matter what the baby looks like. You know, I mean, you're not doing a, you know, you're not putting them up for modeling or something like that. It's your baby,
right?
You know,
right.
I mean, yeah, they're all cute.
Hey, Super Don, what was the androgynous musical star sensei something or blogger? What was that name? What was that name?
Sensei Ashidamashu?
Sensei Ashidamashu apparently is complaining that these ugly babies are appropriating alien life forms, like ET or something. So, yeah, apparently more claims of cultural appropriation.
They're appropriating Sharpays, right?
Exactly. How dare they trying to be canines? They're supposed to be humans, right?
Jeez.
It's so ridiculous, isn't it? The thing is, that life coming from you, your grandbabies, you know, there's always going to be people perceiving it one way or another. My gosh, the life, the soul that's coming through, it's an extraordinary gift. And Super Don, man, you are amazing. You're blessed. You got two grandsons. You're going to have two grandgirls. My goodness. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't even want to try to keep up. Kids, no rush. Talking to you, no rush.
No, nothing like being a grandparent, I'll tell you.
Wow. So they drop them off and you have to babysit and then they go out to the movies?
How's no, fortunately, one's in Arkansas, actually Michigan now, and the other one's in Arizona. So I'm going to go down. I'm actually going to go visit them, but then I get to come back home.
Okay. All right. Yep. Well, I'll go say hi to them because next week I have to go to Arizona, in fact.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So see the granddaughter or grandson? That would be grandson at that point, right?
Granddaughter. Yep.
Granddaughter. Well,
granddaughter in Arizona. Yep.
Okay. So the thing is, you have done some grandpa duty because they were living with you for a while. And it was, I heard babies in the background during our show occasionally. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, you have not shirked your...
It is crazy. I love them to death, but it's also a great reminder. I'm glad that my parenting of little kids days are over. I think it would kill me at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, folks, we're going to talk about those grandbabies because we want them to grow up in a realm, in a country, hopefully the world, but the country, that supports their freedom to choose the kind of healing they want in their lifetime. Diane Miller's coming up after the break. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.